Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Prisons are tough places to be. I think that's common knowledge, really, for anyone. How tough, how scary, how dark do they get? Well, you can turn on any documentary you want. You can turn on any depiction of a television show in prison, and your opinion will probably be affected by how that is depicted. But in some cases, it can be very bad. We're talking about right now what's going on in the prison where Richard Allen is staying. Should be in a jail, by the way, because he has not been convicted of a crime, and prisons are typically for that. The county jail is for while you're waiting. But in Delphi, they don't do things quite that way. There's been a lot of allegations of abuse coming out of that prison. Robert Baston claims he has seen Richard Allen being abused and mistreated by Westville correctional officers and staff, so much so he was willing to go and testify about it, but stepped down for his own safety and fear for his own life, were the words that he specifically used. Here to discuss what that life is like in prison and exactly what can be done if this sort of actions are taking place. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me. Yeah, I mean, we expect a rough life in prison without a doubt, but it doesn't excuse inappropriate, abusive, bad behavior, especially when it comes to the people who are in charge, the guards, the people who are working, if these allegations are in fact true. Do they just not have much oversight in most prisons that allow an attitude like this to fester and grow?
You know, it's hard to say because I think prisons differ dramatically, certainly from state to state. And even within states, you will find, you know, typically federal prisons are much different than state prisons, and the institutions for the criminally insane are very different from regular prisons. And so you've got all these variables. But the facilities that I'm familiar with are primarily on the West Coast, and there are cameras everywhere. Guards are monitored, and that's as it should be. You know, we know that when police wear cameras, that they behave differently when you know you're being filmed. And so I hope that's what's happening wherever Richard Allen is being held. And I don't know that it is, but it should be standard.
I mean, it seems from an outsider looking in, if these sort of allegations are being made, if you're the one running this prison, may want to take a look at that. You may want to make sure these things aren't actually happening, because I would imagine that could be quite a liability if proven.
Yes, definitely. And I know that the prisons I'm familiar with, there are staff whose job is just to monitor what's happening on the cameras and to investigate any incident of violence. And it is taken very seriously that they don't allow, or at least they do everything they can to try to prevent this kind of abuse by staff of the prisons. But not every prison is the same.
Why do we have such varying degrees of difference within the prison system? You would think the prison system is a prison system. It should be kind of like McDonald's. It's the same burger you get any place in our country, but that's not really how it is. Why is that?
State governments, you know, each state, as with so many things, every state does things their own way, and there are differences. And so that's why I think the federal prisons are a little bit more standardized, and, you know, people would generally prefer to be in a federal prison than a state prison because of that. And so it's, as far as I can tell, it's just that some states are put more money, you know, have more money and put more money into the prison system, and they're better funded, and, you know, they have a different philosophy.
In the letter that was addressed to the Carroll County Clerk of Courts, Baston, who is the inmate who has said, I'm not going to testify, claims that he had seen Allen being abused and mistreated by Westville correctional officers and staff, which Baston said has affected Allen's health and mental health. So we're looking at that mental health, especially when it comes to what a lot of people will go to in this case and say, well, he admitted it. He confessed.
Yeah.
On the phone to his wife and to his mom that he did these sort of things. But when you're under that sort of duress and mental stress, I imagine it wouldn't be hard to end up giving out a false confession if you think that it's somehow going to get you into a better place. It's just an act of survival at that moment in time.
Yeah, it's hard on one level to imagine confessing to something like that if you didn't do it. But on another level, yes, people have done that before. There have been all kinds of false confessions, well documented. And so when people are desperate, and again, we don't really know the status of his mental health. It's reported to be poor at this point. He certainly does not look like a well man. And, you know, we really need to have things transparent, and we want him to have competent care. And certainly nobody who's incarcerated is entitled to a, you know, Club Med, but you want to feel like people are treated with basic human dignity. And, you know, this is another red flag about this case that is of concern.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're discovering a lot of things that we assume are happening or have been happening, or standards to which things happen don't really happen to those sort of standards. And then that's a whole other system that needs some sort of reform. Speaking of transparency, here I have actually all of the documents that transcribe the conversation that was had behind closed doors with Judge Gull and Richard Allen's attorneys, Mr. Rossi and Baldwin. Read it in its entirety. It's on the channel if anyone wants to be bored for 30 minutes and hear the whole thing. But, I mean, in summary, it pretty much says what we've all been saying, or we've heard rumblings of. Gull does ask them to step down, or they will be publicly scrutinized, humiliated, possibly having some sort of sanctions or other issues take place. It does really feel like she did put them into a corner. It's going to be interesting to see more of what the Supreme Court says on that now that is out. Just in the interest of this case going forward and trying to wipe out so many of these sideshows that have absolutely nothing to do with the death of those two little girls, where do you think this should go at this point? Bring the old attorneys back in, get a new judge, keep the judge, new attorney. For the sake of justice and Richard Allen, and just mental clarity on this, what would you like to see?
You know, it feels another thing that feels kind of icky and messy at this point, and it just shouldn't function that way. Things should be transparent. It seems like if the attorneys are willing to work pro bono and these are attorneys that he wants, then you don't get into the issue, well, they have to be court appointed. If they're willing to work pro bono, as they've said they are, let him have the attorneys that he wants. He's already been working with them. That just seems to be, you know, part of our basic rights to be represented by the counsel that we choose if we can make that happen. I understand if they're court appointed, that's different. Then the court gets to decide. But it feels like a clean slate with a new judge might work better at this point. So,
yeah, I would
that would be my vote.
Tend to agree on that. And hopefully they can get somewhere out of the sideshow land on this and back to finding justice for those two little girls.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.